Jason Mayron scampers over a rock pile on the eastern bank of the Nenana River and points to a row of steel pilings hammered into the river bottom near the opposite bank about 400 feet away.
But this is the long span. This is the expensive span.
That's where work stopped last year on a project to build a 14-mile road to access lands west of the river for agricultural development. Mayrand is Nenana's mayor, and he and other local officials have for decades been pursuing the project, which he says would give a huge boost to the area's economy.
There's hundreds of thousands of acres of ag land out there. It's a lot of property.
Mayrand says Nenana spent about $3 million on the project for design and other preliminary work before getting $6.5 million in 2012 from a statewide transportation bond package. The money paid for improvements to the gravel road that leads to and from the river and construction of a small bridge across a nearby slough. But the mayor says the town ran out of money for the project last fall, soon after work began on a big bridge to span the main river channel.
You know, we had originally budgeted this project years before it got funded, and the expenses have slowly climbed up over time just due to the economy and some other things that have come up. You know, the price of fuel's gone up, the price of insurance has gone up, the price of materials has gone up, labor has gone up.
The mayor says it'll take another $5 million to finish the bridge.
We're still pursuing extra sources of funding to finish the project, but the state has no money, the Fed has no money. There aren't grant opportunities like there used to be, so we're doing the best that we can with what we have.
The bridge is part of the Totchocket Resource Development Corridor Access Project, which Nenana officials estimated would cost $17 million. Mayrand says city officials requested only $6.5 million from the bond package because they'd been trying to keep costs low and because they assumed more funding would follow once the state started selling land opened up by the project.
We've had inquiries from even farmers in the lower 48 that have flown to Alaska to look at the land because they're interested in farming it.
A state agriculture division official who's been working with the city on the project since 2008 agrees there's still a lot of interest in the land, but Dan Prue says the state won't try to sell much of it until after the bridge is built.
With no bridge, it's going to really be hard to, you know, sell 40 or 50 lots or parcels, you know, encompassing 10,000 acres. If the bridge goes in, you know, we can go have a much larger sale.
Prue says much of the area is unsurveyed and unappraised, and he says the state's fiscal crisis makes it unlikely it'll pay the costs of ferrying surveyors and appraisers into and out of the area by boat or aircraft.
So basically, the cost of preparing it is exponentially larger without a bridge.
Longtime Nenana area farmer Sven Ebbeson says he's seen this problem many times. He says it's one of the biggest obstacles to promoting the ag industry in Alaska.
One of the problems has been with agricultural parcels is that the land has been sold without developing the infrastructure that you need for farming, including access roads and so on.
Catherine Eldemar is director of the State Division of Community and Regional Affairs, and she agrees it's an all-too-common problem.
Well, it's like anything in Alaska. Building the infrastructure is something that is painfully neglected.
Eldemar also says it's unlikely the state will provide more funding for the bridge anytime soon, but she says her agency stands ready to help Nenana move ahead on the project. In Nenana, I'm Tim Ellis.